the hip it of a hip hip hobby, you don't stop. Rap.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big sharp it up.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Yeah, it's the wrap. On Fridays, we like to take a half hour and look back over the week and talk about the things that have been happening and are happening with a couple of friends here live in studio with me. I've got Ed Carson, who is, he's a local businessman. That's how he prefers to be introduced. He's also right. The chairman of First Place Partners right now. Is that
correct.
Right? Okay. And he is also one of the parade marshals in, don't call it Mardi
that's
Gras Carnival.
That's his most significant,
that's,
you know,
that's
achievement,
the big one.
Professional achievement.
Absolutely.
Well, and, if you ever try to get 3,000 people in a straight line at once at Mardi Gras, it's a tough job, Andrew.
And at least none of them are drinking.
Right.
Not a single one.
Right. That's right. Nobody pre-parties for Carnival. And then Danny Zimmern, a voice that you all know. This is now his second. You're our first second timer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you never forget your first.
Well, that's sure. Danny Zimmern, who is the president of Pensacola Mardi Gras. Danny, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks a lot. Great to be here. Exciting day tomorrow.
This is a huge weekend. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend. It is the bridge just got open this morning. It is Carnival, our first big parade after the COVID closures. There's a lot. And, you know, you were on the ferry this morning. Let's start there just because I think people don't realize that. You were out with Channel 3 on the ferry riding between Pensacola Beach and downtown, which I guess they're changing their service. They're going to go back to regular service because...
Oh, there were people lined up to get on.
Were they really?
On both sides, yeah. It was fantastic.
Many?
And it was such a beautiful ride early in the morning.
All right. How many people were lined up? I'm curious.
Well, went over with us, I'd say a dozen, but
okay.
Came back about double that.
Okay.
And then when we landed in Pensacola at about 8, it felt like 40.
Wow. Okay. And they're going to stop doing the commuter service now that the bridge is open, and not a lot
that.
Of people were going to be doing it anyway, so, you know, but still cool. So you got to ride the ferry, and they were able to land successfully at Mom Beach, which has kind of been a thing with
yep.
the wind recently, so very good.
Dolphins.
Really?
Sunrise, and then cars on the bridge.
Oh, that must have been wild.
It really was. I got a text, you know, while we were driving and said, it's going to open in 20 minutes, and then the Channel 3 folks got a text about the same time. And then suddenly there's cars going over the bridge. The first ones went kind of slow. When we came back from the beach, they were going a little faster.
Yeah, I've heard that from people already. There's some people like, I'm going 35 in the right-hand lane, and there's already people passing me.
Yeah, boy, the first mishap is going to be terrible, right?
Yeah, let's at the very least, I mean, I don't hope for one. I'm really kind of optimistic,
right.
But let's at least hope it's not in the two-lane section. At least if it's in the five-lane section, we can handle that. That's a workaround that we know, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I love the idea that they've been telling everybody it might be Sunday, it might be Monday, and then they did it on Friday. So that was smart,
yeah.
Right? They finally, you know,
overproduced. They over-delivered, exactly
soft
right.
opening.
Yeah.
So, Ed, well, actually for both of you guys, Ed, you're a marshal in the parade. Danny, you're the president of Pensacola Mardi Gras. Carnival is tomorrow. It's been kind of things all along, but the big event is tomorrow. First parade in Pensacola in over a year.
Probably the biggest gathering of Pensacolians in over a year, 16, 18 months. Everybody is so excited. And, you know, the parade is kind of the payoff for we're up to about 90 crews. That we can count. There's some smaller ones that live in the fringes, but about 90 crews. Everybody can't wait to get together and parade, dust off those uniforms. You know, the crew people are made up of those folks that do so much in the community, nonprofits and on. So it's great to be able to let everybody get back together and have a lot of fun. The crews pay dues, you know, they buy beads, they do all that stuff. So let's go ahead and get it out, and then the Fiesta Parade is next Friday, so it's kind of a double deal.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But we made up Carnival, so to speak. New Orleans is doing that.
New Orleans has
a dozen or so parades this weekend.
I just want to know, Danny, is it your plan to dress like it's Mardi Gras, or is it your plan to dress like it's Rio for Carnival? Because if you're going to wear a unitard or something like that, I want to know in advance
yeah.
to avoid the area, but you tell me. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, so... honestly, we're probably going to do a little more red, white, and blue.
All right.
I think the crews can't help but be purple, green, and gold. Can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have on my purple shirt today. But everybody can't help but be a little red, white, and blue. When we first announced, we had a lot of contact from folks who wanted to the solemnness of the Memorial Weekend. Mm, and so mm-hmm. we're going to start off tomorrow by having Gold Star and surviving family members. We're going to say a Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem, and then the Northwest Florida Patriot Guard are going to escort those folks through the parade route and with American flags, not a party, not throwing anything, just a respectful tribute to the people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
I love that.
And that's important.
That's a great tribute. It really is.
And that's important. And then after that's all over, we'll have a real parade. Ed'll have everybody, you know, lined up and organized.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, no, that, and Ed, of course, is responsible for that. In fact, you know, the Veterans Memorial Park is having their Memorial Day service on right. Sunday at 1, and the restroom is going to be there. The portable restroom is going to be there, so that's good news as a form of relief. It's going to be hot. I'll tell you, it's going to be hot tomorrow. 2 is kickoff, right? 2
but
is when we start.
That's a good thing.
Oh no,
Andrew.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
you
hot's know. A good thing.
Hot's better than cold.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, yeah, whatever. It's here we are in Florida, you know.
Exactly, right?
But this weekend traditionally kicks off summer.
Yeah, it's right. going to be good. And we're seeing, you know, again, with the bridge being open and people coming down for the beach weekend. Ed, looking forward to the parade tomorrow?
Absolutely. It'll be great. As Danny said, it's kind of the first thing that's happened in quite some time. I feel a lot of pent-up enthusiasm, and I think everybody will have a big time.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. It feels like we're back to us, to me yep. anyway. You know, people have either been vaccinated and are not wearing masks, that's my story, or they weren't wearing masks anyway, and so now, again, they're not. We're doing crowds, we're doing activities and events, the numbers are low, we're doing well, the bridge is open, the parade is here, it's Memorial Day weekend. So, I mean, honestly, it feels like us again for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know, the best part about Northwest Florida are the people,
mm-hmm.
are, you know, people like us and others that, you know, but, you know, let's get back together and
yeah.
and have some fun. You know, it feels a little like, you know, game day on, you know, you're excited.
yeah.
You're excited yeah. about getting together and watching something exciting and doing something exciting. It feels a little like that. So I think it's just all the best. The downtown businesses have struggled some. And,
yeah.
They're glad to be back. We're glad to be filling up downtown for them, you
yeah.
know. And, you know, it's going to bring more economic development along with it, you
right.
know, because of us good people and the things we do here.
Yeah, and buy local, I mean, you know. And, you know, mm-hmm. Ed, it's something we've talked about a fair number of times here on the show, but something that you have been very intimately involved with has been the Santa Rosa revisions of the Land Development Code. And that, too, is we're almost there. Like, about a month from now is when the first big meeting is going to happen. It's online, available for people to review. For people who haven't been paying attention to this, especially, you know, I know builders have been paying a lot of attention to this, but
sure.
residents in Santa Rosa County, this is all the stuff that when it's not done right, you whine and moan and complain because it ruins your life, and you call the politicians and say, why didn't you make this better? And they're like, where were you 5 years ago when we were writing the code, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've been working on this, Andrew, for 2.5 years.
Amazing.
We've had a large group of builders and business people and citizens involved. I think it's going to turn out to be a good consensus document, which mm-hmm. is, I think, what everybody, not everybody's going to be 100% happy, but everybody can be partially happy, and I think that's, you know, the way to get the best document. But yeah, it's quite important to everybody. We tried to get as much involvement from the citizens and business community as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be 100% perfect, but it's a darn shot better than the 1991.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is, aside from the fact that it's really difficult to side-by-side compare for all the sort
right.
of known reasons, that it's not a rewrite, it's a complete start over. Are you comfortable that this is genuinely an improvement?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, like I said, there's been a lot of input, mm-hmm. 2.5 years of it, and we've had numerous meetings, numerous hours of just pouring through it and trying to get it right.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I think so too. The one that I've told people about is the road deal, where neighborhoods are going to be able to have, you know, utilities on one side with a sidewalk and slightly narrower roadway in order to make this all work, but then you're going to have parking only on the one side. I mean, that seems to solve all the issues that new subdivisions have inside the subdivision. Mm-hmm. And then it's all things like the traffic flow around the subdivision and the requirement of openings, which some people complain about, but which make it so you can work around a traffic problem, and then signs. And I mean, just it right. is a comprehensive, that's the whole point, land development Development Code is a comprehensive, what, 400 pages, something like that?
500.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's
a lot to it.
It's,
do we
have it's to, Anna we have Karenina to pass and it? Not nearly as interesting. What's that,
do
Danny?
We have to pass it to find out what's in it?
Probably. For some, well, in some
no,
cases.
There's some people that know what's in it.
Right.
Absolutely.
We've got Danny Zimmern here in studio with us and Ed Carson, and we're doing the wrap where we just kind of hang out and talk about what happened this week and what's coming up soon. We're going to take a quick break. Davis Allen has Traffic on the Five. I was going to say, this is A, not carnival music, B, not, like, the bridge just opened, Davis. What, you know, what message are you sending here?
I actually was attempting to look for carnival music. Unfortunately, when the explicit is right next to the name, I couldn't
done,
take
right?
the
you
risk.
You couldn't
yeah.
take the risk.
Good
you couldn't
you.
Preview it in time. All right, fair
we'll
enough.
We'll be taking a few risks tomorrow, maybe.
I would imagine. We got stern admonitions from people to come prepared for the heat and to not do any shenanigans ahead of time. Shenanigans are after.
Well, and that's a good point. Let's make sure everybody stays hydrated with mm-hmm. water, you know, tomorrow. And you
pace
know,
yourself.
Pace yourself. That's yeah. right. The heat is, I mean, it's great. It's what we're here for. It's why we love Pensacola, you know. But a lot of the crew costumes are made for cooler weather.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what you might have been okay with when it was 65, if it's 80 or 85, it's a whole your body does a whole different deal. So let's yep. be safe when we're doing carnival tomorrow.
But we're
again,
thrilled.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Downtown Pensacola, and you can come across the bridge now to get to it. It's going to
yep.
be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be it should be a big crowd. We're about 75% of the normal Grand Mardi Gras parade, maybe, and growing by the minute. Some mm-hmm. last minute applications coming in, so we're excited. Going to be throws. We want everybody to sort of act responsible. We, you know, if you want to wear a mask, wear one. Be fine. The throws are going to be. We're asking people not to hand throws, but to throw throws. It cuts
okay.
a little bit of contact out.
All right.
And so, you know, we're it's just going to be a great day to all get back together again outside in the beautiful weather. And we'll have a tribute for Memorial Weekend there in the beginning with Gold Star
Looking
surviving families. And we'll run a parade. We're excited.
It's going to be great. By the way, we're joined in studio with Ed Carson and Danny Zimmern. You guys are both fairly involved politically. This was kind of a big week for Florida politics. You had Governor DeSantis sign off on two major pieces of legislation. Let's start with the one, the tech bill. It's already been challenged in court. No surprise. We knew that was coming. This is an effort to push back against social media, you know, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook obviously had a major role to play in the election and, you know, lots of issues there. Do you think, Ed, as you think about this, I mean, I don't even know, are you much of a social media user? And, you know, kind of what do you think about this legislation? Is it going to even hold up under legal scrutiny? What do you think?
I don't really know about the legal part of it. Andrew, I'm not a big user mm-hmm. of social media. I see its pluses and marketing and such, but I also see the damage it can do, mm-hmm. Especially in the political realm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really concerned going forward about social media and its effects on us finding good candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty hard to sit there and take all the abuse that these candidates get on social media. But I think everybody, if it's going to be open to one, it should be open to all. It's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the amendment. You know, I may not like what you say, but I will defend your right to say it.
Right.
You know,
When I was growing up, that was the rule, is I might hate what you say, but I will fight to the death to protect your right to say it.
Correct.
That's, to me, that's core Americanism.
Yep.
And
I agree. Totally. I
see this very much interfering with that, certainly not living by it. I mean, you can certainly argue the finer points of whether the First Amendment applies to private companies operating a digital, you know,
right.
Discussion space. But in terms of behaving like Americans, there is nobody who can make the argument that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, that these are behaving like American institutions in that sense of liberating freedom all comers can play in the space.
Until they try to control it.
Right.
And then, you know, and just shut people down because they don't like their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And whether that's even true or not, I guess the origin of Corona is going to flush some of that out. It's going to be kind of interesting.
That's one of these weirdest stories, because obviously if they hadn't, you know, if they had turned out to be definitively right about shutdowns, which they weren't, if they had turned out to be definitively right about the origin, which they now, we don't know, because we don't know for sure, but clearly premature to shut off conversation about topics of major social significance, right?
Yeah. Who knows how it's going to turn out?
The other legislation, I don't know if you have much of an opinion about it, but this week you had the governor sign off on the Seminole Compact to expand gaming, including sports gambling. You know, we'll now be able to bet. Well, if the Department of the Interior approves, if it survives legal challenges, which are both fairly robust hurdles, but if we get there, what do you think about being able to bet on sports in Florida?
I think it's going to be everywhere, and
it's here,
and yeah, it's already here, and it's, so you know, let's let Florida benefit from it. And what a great place to come and visit,
right?
To do it versus like Mississippi, you know,
right?
So why not come to Florida? And
we love you, Mississippi. It's okay,
that's
but,
right.
But come here, you know.
Yeah, come to Florida, spend some money. The race will be where it's going to be and how it's going to be and who's going to manage it and own it and all that. So. You know, a lot of talk about it, I hear, so it should be great. Should, you know, I'm all for it. You know, regulating it, it's kind of like there's so many things that are hard to regulate, and
right?
And that's one of them.
You know, you kind of mentioned this a little bit, but the come here kind of concept, when we did Headliners and Hops this week, that was one of the questions I asked all of our panelists, and I asked them, I said, do we have too much come here? You know, are we growing too much? Is it a danger for us? Is it a problem for us? And now, Ed, I know you're very involved in, you know, economic development and building, and, you know, you're very aware of this. I mean, what's your sense? Are too many people coming here for us to handle it properly, or is it still, hey, these are the kind of problems you want to have?
I think currently we're okay, Andrew, but at least here locally, we're kind of reaching critical mass. As you're well aware of the infrastructure problems that we have over in Santa Rosa County, there's 1,000 people a day that move to Florida. I mean, that's a staggering number to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's how our whole economy is set up. And until, you know, they can start weaning themselves off of growth, I don't know what else, you know, we can do about it. But
our problem is we're too good.
Yeah. The growth has been interesting, and COVID.
Yeah.
Bore a little of that out, and that people traveled in their cars and they went to the beach, you know, that's where people went. And so then you get restaurants and nightclubs and, you know, floaty shops and all those sort of things. You know, it's not manufacturing jobs and whatever. That's a part of what First Place Partners looks to help mm-hmm. bring. But you get a little heavy on that. You get real good at it. And then something happens. You can't do all that kind of business. It's a challenge. And even everything's changing, you know, now even office space, we talked about, people just have learned they can work from home or work
yeah.
remotely, you know, so downtowns are becoming entertainment centers, not office centers anymore, you know, so it's just an interesting dynamic of change, but Florida has it all. And the quality of life here is fantastic. We're going to have a parade to improve that.
Is that a theme for you at all, Danny?
Yeah.
I love it. It's tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Let's take a real quick break here. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
And no delays to report from the General Daniel Chappie James Bridge. Not seeing any delays also on Avalon or Garson Point Bridge. And the front gate of NES Pensacola checking in clear. No delays also on I-10 or I-110. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Davis. We're back on the wrap. We've got Ed Carson here in studio. And
that
Danny
was a
Zimmer.
Short break.
It is. I told you, it's very short. And we're almost done. I mean, we've got like 3 minutes left. So this is a question that is, I think a couple of years ago, we would have said this question as a kind of a, almost a joke, okay? But I genuinely am concerned about this. We are having this massive influx. We are getting a massive influx from blue states, Illinois, New Jersey, California, New York. People don't generally have enough self-circumspection to say, you know, I'm fleeing the place that was created by my views. Maybe I'll defer to somebody else's judgment and vote their way for a while. I'm genuinely concerned because we are a swing state. What's going to happen in the next elections with all of these blue state immigrants, essentially? What do you guys think? Is the Republican majority going to hold up, or are we going to elect people to ruin the thing that brought them here in the first place?
Well, I'm certainly concerned, as you are. Andrew. One thing that I'm hearing a good bit about is a lot of the folks in these blue states are, like you say, moving here.
Mm-hmm.
They got sent home in COVID. They can work from home at Pensacola Beach,
mm-hmm.
the same as they can in Chicago. They got no state income tax and all the other issues that go along. So, you know, why not?
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I mean, you see it in Texas already. Austin is a dumpster fire now because of all the people coming from California. And, you know, I think it's a legitimate concern. I don't know that the Republicans can hold the state, but right now it's essentially 50-50.
Right. I mean, we had the last election, not the presidential election, but the one before that, we had three recounts for statewide elections. It was all that close.
Yeah.
And Nikki Fried was Matt Caldwell gave up, and that's why we've got a Democrat running the ag department. So, you know,
who's very powerful.
It's which turns out to be a pretty important office after all. Danny, what do you think? I mean, you're very connected to Republican politics. You know, what's the thinking here?
Yeah, I think it's a concern, but I still believe that good conservative politics and outlook on political life will rule the day around here. You know, the time zone change is always very interesting, that we vote an hour later, and
mm-hmm.
for Republicans, this has been victory lane, as Charlie Crist used to say. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I think we just continue what we're doing, and I think it'll be fine.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm very much a hopefully.
Yeah, you
know, absolutely.
And I still think for a lot of people, you know, we maybe will benefit, maybe theoretically benefit from, if people come from blue states and they were in lockdown, and they saw it, because I think a lot of Floridians don't realize how bad it's been everywhere else with the schools and the economy and just not can't go to the store and stuff like that. And so maybe the folks who actually did experience that pain and come here are like, oh man, you know.
One of the things about Northwest Florida, I think, is we're civil.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the, as they call them, blue states, they're not so civil. We could still talk, and we still have friends, and
mm-hmm.
you know, could still hang out. So I think that's part of what makes us great.
It's great. And I said this the other night, and I'll say it again. You know, I never ever thought I would want to live in Florida. I thank God every day that I live in Florida now.
We're glad
I love the Panhandle. Well,
absolutely.
Ed Carson and Danny Zimmer, we got a parade tomorrow. The Mardi Gras, don't call it Mardi Gras, Carnival Parade.
Carnival.
It's Memorial Day weekend, Sunday at 1 at Veterans Memorial Park.
PensacolaMardiGras.com.
There you go. And the bridge is open. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thank
and
you.
Everybody, have a great, safe weekend.